Welcome to episode 10 of Three Sad Bastards. Tonight we're going to talk about your next system, which may or may not be your last. All right, so I think we should get cracking. What music have I been listening to for the last, you know, isolated 2 weeks?
I have been listening to, and I know it may sound a little bit odd, but I've been getting into some Russian chamber prog rock. A band called I Am The Morning. They're from St. Petersburg. They've done 3 albums now, I think. Brilliant classically trained musicians, but they do a bit of sort of prog rock. It's borderline very depressing because most of the music is about mental illnesses and possibly suicide. But that aside, musically awesome. They're extremely talented.
Male or female vocals?
Female vocals. So Mariana is the singer. She has got an incredible range, beautiful voice, and Gleb is a pianist. So again, a classical pianist, and they get different members in during the recordings to play guitar or whatever. And they cover a broad range of music, like classical, rock, jazz, sort of electronica, all sort of mingled in together in their prog chamber music. Well worth a listen.
Sounds like you've gone for a bit out of centre there, Johnny.
Yeah, back to Mother Russia.
Back to the motherland. SB3, what's been occupying your deck?
What did you say?
What did you just say?
Your deck.
All right.
Turntable.
Oh, okay. So
what did you think I said?
So I've been listening to some classical music, actually, and it is Andreas Schiff playing piano. It's a recording called Franz Schubert Sonatas and Impromptus.
All right, cool.
And he's actually playing it on a 1820 Viennese piano.
All right.
Which lives, apparently, when he's not playing it, lives at the Beethoven House in Bonn. He's a well-known classical pianist, and he's rediscovered himself or reinvented himself playing these sort of period instruments. And it's very well recorded, and it's quite interesting because it's quite a different piano sound. So it's got a different sort of tonal qualities across the range of the piano. You know, a bit of classical music. That's what I've been listening to, and it's quite a recent recording actually. Recorded in 2016.
Mm. Should he be playing Schubert on a Beethoven piano?
Well, it's not a Beethoven piano, but it lives at the Beethoven House in Bonn.
Bonn.
Yes, Bonn is in Germany for those people.
As in Bonn Wee? Or
Bonn Scott.
Bonn Scott. He's dead as well.
Bonn Jovi.
Bonn Jovi.
Bonn Jovi's still alive, so it can't be him. There we go. We've linked Beethoven and AC/DC.
I'm not going to be able to link this, but I've been listening to really fantastically intellectual music. Australian Crawl, The Boys Light Up. Oh, I don't know. Yes. I've had an affliction. I'm going back to early 80s Australian pub rock, Aussie Crawl, back to back, just album after album. Things like Hoochie Gucci Fuyuruchi Mama. I mean, what a fantastic track from The Boys Light Up album. So that's been me.
And coming back to this stuff, you know, 30 years later or more, can you understand James Rain's voice any better now than you could back then?
Funny you should say that, SB3. As my system is the most resolving system of all of ours, I can hear everything that James Rain says very clearly.
And does it make sense?
No. Still doesn't make sense. All right. Well, that sounds like we've all gone to different parts of the world. Really got quite a diverse set of music for the last 2 weeks. I reckon we should move on. What do you reckon?
Yeah, let's move on.
Let's move on.
To your next system, but maybe not your last. All right. So I think there comes a time in every man's life when they look back at their system and go, I can do better. What do you do about it? SBE3.
We are talking about systems here, yes.
I said system. Right. What would be your next system if you were to decide to do something about it right now? Maybe tell us a bit about your current system and then why you would change and what you would change to.
So current system, you know, its current incarnation is as simple as it's been for quite some time. I only have one amplifier, which is remarkable. So it consists of Yamaha GT750 turntable, which we've discussed previously. That feeds into a Sanders preamp, which has got a very good phono stage. And that feeds into a Sanders power amp, which has more power than most people would ever need, and certainly much more power than I need, given that my speakers, which are Avant-Garde Uno horns, are ridiculously powerful.
From memory, you don't need more than a watt to drive those.
Yeah, sorry, they're not powerful, they're sensitive. They're like 105 dB, so I don't need more than about half a watt, if that.
Lucky you've got that 500 watts.
Lucky I've got 500
per channel.
Headroom is good. And then I've also got streaming audio via a Mac Mini going into a Topping D10, bottom of the range, simple, cheap $100 DAC, and it sounds awesome to me. So what would I upgrade? Are we talking about, you know, sky's the limit kind of thing?
Well, hang on, I think we have to ground it in some sort of reality. Like your next system, the reasonable system.
Okay, so honestly, I don't know that I would get rid of my current system. There's not much in my current system that I would change.
Trev, the episode is your next system.
But my next system could, in fact, be a second system. I got rid of my valve amp very recently, but it would be nice to have valves. So second system, maybe some nice bookshelf speakers like Harbiths or even some Tannoys maybe. A nice, simple, maybe single-ended triode integrated valve amp. Wow. And a turntable. The Kuzma.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Those are supposed to be awesome. So, yeah, I reckon that's what I would do. It wouldn't be a new system. It would be a second system that doesn't try to be everything.
Ooh, I get that. That's cool. I like that. Not what I was expecting, to be honest, but...
Okay. Well, I have to say that doesn't surprise me at all that you've gone from tubes to tubes, from record player to record player, and from high-efficiency speakers to high-efficiency speakers. You know, you really surprised me there, Trevor. I'm really, really amazed. Really good system, Trevor. Really good system.
You're just jealous.
I am, actually. I love that system. SB2, I know you're dying to tell us about your next system, but not your last. Go on.
Okay. So
surprise us.
It won't be a surprise. So as our listener would have probably guessed, I'm probably the most analytical of us here. And I have a pair of K3 speakers. Love them. Absolutely love them. And they fit really well within my cubic 3x3x3 meter room. I absolutely love them. And I just don't know what other speaker system I could replace them with. On the front end, I have Rune, driving a Pi, which then feeds into my speakers, so it's purely digital. And I have a turntable with a digital out. So it's a...
Let's be really accurate. It was the Project Brackets Piss John Off edition.
Yeah, and it actually did. It really pisses me off because I haven't listened to it for about 3 weeks now because when I may not have been completely sober, I knocked the belt off and I can't be fucked putting it back on again. So my next system is I want to upgrade my speakers. I want to get the BXT units for the keys. I heard them recently in the Melbourne distributor. Amazing. Incredible sound. Beats anything I've heard.
I don't think that's another system. That's just another component.
What do you mean?
Try harder. No, just you have a think about it, Johnny. You have to come up with a new system.
Seriously, that's all I want.
It doesn't matter what you want. That's not the point. The point of the episode was your next system.
Well, how about you do yours and I'll think and see what I come up with.
All right. So these are my new speakers that I would buy if I could right now. So they are from Oswald. Mills.
Yes.
I know them before you even...
Ah, yes.
So they're the AC1. They're about It's probably the 10th anniversary of this massively iconic speaker. It's a three-way floor standing. It's 100 dB efficient. So yes, Trevor, I would run it with probably some single-ended tube amps, probably some carries or anything else I could find that was sweet as. And then seriously, the turntable, I'd probably just go up the line on Riga, probably the RP8 or the P10 or something, the P10 or whatever else is out there. There's lots of really nice gear, but at the end of the day, it's about the speakers. So that would be an amazing speaker.
Too much of that. I was not allowed crazy money.
Yeah, I know, but I'm talking about an evolution of my... Yeah, look, they are, but they're an evolution of the current system. I think they're affordable.
It's almost cyberpunk.
Oh, it's look at that bass driver and then look at that, you know, the horn at the top. It's beautiful. Anyway, so Oswald Mills Audio, the AC1, that'd be the speaker. I wouldn't spend a lot on amplification, you know, some good tube, low powered stuff, probably carry, and then the DAC, well, or the turntable. It's really much the muchness. They're really massive, right? You'd have to have a very big room.
John, you've got a very good room, big room. You could fit those in.
Yeah, No, I was just thinking about that. I could have one. No, I couldn't. No, this wouldn't work.
So, John, I reckon they could fit in your room.
Wouldn't fit in my room. Seriously.
Have a look at that photo.
I don't actually don't care what you guys say anymore. You guys just talk rubbish.
Back to you, SB2.
SB2, you need to front up.
All right, okay. So if we're going to talk about what I would get, and given that we've said the keys are out, it breaks my heart. I don't know why you'd say that. This is hurtful. So, all right, so I have...
John, can we just tell the listener that John has decided his next system with about as much planning and foresight as he usually does when he buys things?
Yeah. This is pot calling kettle black here, that's for sure.
I better shut up now.
Yeah, I think you better. Now, and this will not surprise you. Okay, so I am going to be changing my system into something which is kind of affordable. So I'm not going out crazy like you guys or you, Aris. I know our affordability is different, but this is something which is kind of affordable. But again, it is the paradigm that I like. All in one, large amounts of digital.
Oh, I know. I know where we're going.
And beautiful design.
Yep.
Have a guess, Trev.
It's the demented chicken speaker.
What?
The B&O's.
Oh, very close. Very, very close.
No, not the B&O's.
No, it is not the BO Lab 90.
That's the demented chicken speaker.
Yeah. The BO Lab 50s?
The 50s. Absolutely stunning speaker. Beautiful design. Just magnificent. And it has a omnidirectional tweetery thing that pops up from the unit when you turn it on. So it goes zoop and comes out. I don't know if the sound quality is as good as the keys, but design-wise, you just couldn't ask for a better speaker. That's what I'll do.
That's a really interesting choice. And I'm hearing that you know, they're old man speakers, right?
What? So what are you talking about?
Well, you know, it's like a set and forget. I'll buy the biggest pod speaker I can, all in one. Isn't that what you'd say?
It's a bit like the keys, really, isn't it?
A bit like the keys, but, you know, better designed.
I think you're missing a point here. This is the kind of stuff I like. I like
that's true.
Integrated designs where everything's been optimized.
It is beautiful. I agree. Awesome speakers, Johnny. They're fantastic. Do you think you'd be happy with them? Would they be your final system?
No. As you know, guys, I quite like design. So to me, they fit connectivity, simplicity, design. My wife would love them as well.
And that's sort of leading us to the next point, isn't it?
Well, it could be, yeah.
Very sneaky. Yeah.
So you reckon SB3, now you've chosen your system. How do you get it over the line with your wife and mistress? No mistress, wife. How do you get it over the line?
You're quite done there. The mistress doesn't know about it because she lives in a separate house.
Really?
Yes, my kids do joke about my second family.
Yeah.
I think they secretly suspect it's you guys.
Oh, dear.
So I'm and assuming this goes out to the world and that my WAF listens to this. She probably does. She's amazing. She's very understanding. Every time I show her a photo of a set of speakers and say, "What do you think of these?" She says, "Are you going to buy those?" And sometimes I say yes and sometimes I say no. So I actually think, I mean, in the current environment, I wouldn't even consider the concept of buying anything new. But in the normal course of events, I reckon I probably would, to be honest, I wouldn't have any trouble getting something like that across the line.
You married so well, Trev.
I think so.
I'm
happy to have that on record too. Leave that in, John. Leave that in.
How SP3, how would you get the BNO50s, BLAB 50s through the acceptance factor?
Well, I wouldn't, but you might ask SP2.
Oh, SP2, sorry.
Again, I wouldn't do it now. If the money situation could just sort itself out and there weren't so many zombies in the apocalypse. But she would go, "I actually don't mind the look of those." Mm. Because she does not like the keys. I quite like the keys, but she doesn't like them. But she would like those speakers, especially with the wood on it. They look fantastic. So for me, the argument would be around the aesthetics. I'd say, look, this really is my last system. I can't do anymore. And look how beautiful it is.
Isn't that what you said every other time?
Yes. Mm. What about you, SP1?
Well, it's better to ask forgiveness. It's better just to do it and ask forgiveness if you need to rather than seek permission.
So how's that worked for you in the past?
So far, so good. So far, so good.
Having said that, our listeners should know what butt ugly speakers you currently have at the moment.
That's exactly true.
And how forgiving your wife must be.
They are.
I don't think I would, no matter how understanding my wife is. They would never come into my house.
Mm.
They are really ugly. They're hideous.
So they're the PMC MB2 SEs, and there's nothing pretty about them, right? Well, luckily, we're not talking about getting your previous system over the line. My next system is aesthetically beautiful, the Oswald Mills Audio. Those speakers, the OC ones, are beautiful.
So is that your argument, that they are nicer looking than the previous ones, so you should buy them?
No, from an argument, from a perspective of, it's all about, you've got to convince and sell and you take advantage of every positive. They do look better than my current speaker, so it's an improvement. So I'd use every means at my disposal to get them over the line, wouldn't you?
So SP1, are you suggesting that the way you get it over the line is one day your system disappears and this appears and then you just sort of explain it away?
Yeah, so you've just got to be a bit careful. You can't do everything at the same time. So you've got to choose your moment. Strike like a panther.
Strike like a panther. It's like you attack your wife, tear her to shreds, and then buy a new
speaker. And then say, "Look, it's just a speaker. Get over it."
So my case is simple. I just flip my keys and buy the B&Os, but there's a sequence involved. How do you move from one to another, Aris? Because Trevor, you just have to buy it. What do you do, Aris? And Aris, suggesting that you'll convince your wife to come around to this by either offering or withholding sex. I'm not quite sure which one. I'm not sure that either is a winning proposition.
I'll use the tools available to me at the time, Johnny. when I say tools, I don't quite mean figuratively.
The question is, how would you sequence that? Because that's a very different system to what you have now. Totally different.
Oh, it's absolutely easy. As quickly as possible. You can't let there be uncertainty. You just go out, and then my wife will go, "Did you sell those speakers?" I go, "Yeah," and she'll say, "What are you doing? Oh, new ones are coming in." She'd be like, "Oh, okay." So you link the two events, sell by, bang, done. So you got to execute quickly.
So your wife will leave the house one day and come back and be a totally different system.
Yeah, in an ideal world, that's exactly right. All right, fellow listener out there in WWW land, I think we've all shown that we've all got another system in us. I'm sure you do too, given you, we've shared, I guess, how we might, you know, use strategies to get it over the line. I don't think these systems that we've talked about are our last by any stretch of the imagination. So next week, please join us. We're going to be talking about, Johnny?
The effects of alcohol on audio enjoyment.
And we're going to do it naked.
Can I make a suggestion? We should talk about it whilst drunk. We haven't tried that before in this podcast.
Talk about what?
Talk the effect about alcohol whilst drunk.
Haven't so we? we're going to talk about the topic of the podcast while drunk.
Oh, I think that's very meta. That's really meta.
Yeah. How cool is that, right?
I've got a secret for you and our listener. I'm always a little bit drunk in these podcasts, if you didn't guess.
I'm just drunk on the enjoyment of music.
That's fucking terrible.
Speaking of which, I've run out of wine, so I've got to get some whiskey.